Heiligem Geist. Auch heute Morgen, Herr, loben dich für das, was du noch sprechen willst zu den Gemeinden. Ja, wir kommen zu Kapitel 4. Wie wir vorhin gehört haben, ihr habt ja vergessen, was da hinten liegt. Seid neu bereit. Und dieses Wort hier fängt an: Darum, meine lieben und ersehnten Brüder, meine Freude, meine Krone. So steht fest in dem Herrn, ihr Lieben. Ja, einerseits vergessen wir, was da hinten liegt, strecken uns aus nach dem, was vorne liegt. Andererseits stehen wir fest. Das ist mir ein Anliegen, auch heute Morgen, dass wir feststehen.
It's my burden this morning that we stand fast. The church is the pillar and base of the truth. Such a pillar cannot be moved out of place so easily. We have to apply that for ourselves. Everyone should not be moved away. And the church should not
Christus ist unser Fundament.
Our activities are not our foundation.
Alles, was die Gemeinde ausmacht.
But Christ is our foundation.
Und immer wieder kommt im Wort vor, dass wir fest werden sollen. Und auch in einem Wort von
And the word tells us repeatedly we should be
dass ihr nicht aus eurer eigenen
We should stand fast, stand firm, and it says, take heed that you are not moved out of your own state of being, of standing firm. That's easier to practice in church life, especially if we have the brothers and sisters as if we experience them as our joy, not to have them as something that burdens us, but something that they should be our joy. It says in chapter 1, Paul, Philippians 1, he mentions love, and he says, I pray that your love may overflow more and more in knowledge, in full knowledge, and all tender-heartedness. The brothers and sisters are our joy and our crown.
Das ist auch wieder eine Erinnerung an das, was wir schon gehört haben. Wenn die Geschwister meine Krone sind,
when the brothers and sisters are my crown, that means they're above me, they're higher than I am.
Unterstellen wir uns dem Herrn.
So, we subject ourselves to the Lord and to the saints in the body. That's the practical life of the mind of Christ.
Ja, also kann man aber auch so verstehen, ja, alle Geschwister sind eine Krone. Ja, dann bin ich ja auch eine Krone.
But you can also,
wunderbar,
but if the brothers and sisters are my crown, that means I'm a crown as well. So that means now I tell you what to do.
Ja, muss man nochmal das Wort lesen.
I can be above you. So if that's the conclusion, then we have to come back to the word. Then we have to come back to the start and look at Christ, who emptied himself. It spoke to me. He took the form of a slave.
Hat nicht gewählt, ein Handwerksmensch zu sein, oder?
He did not.
Eine gewisse Position, das allerunterste, die Sklaven
he did not choose to have a position. He took the position of a slave. A slave has no rights. The owner of the slaves had all rights over them. He could even, the owner of the slaves could even beat them, and they would not. And the Lord took the form of a slave, and he even humbled himself even more, even to the death on the cross. That's the mind of Christ, which we need in the church life, which is also important for Euodia and Syntyche. And Paul admonishes them to think the same things in the Lord. The Lord, what matters to the Lord is his body. And we heard in these days, Christ does not only live in our spirit, but he wants to dwell in our hearts, and he renews our inward being, and he grows in us, and he's being formed in us. Paul says, for me to live is Christ, and Christ must be magnified in my body. Christ must be magnified, and we also shine as lights in the world. Some have a problem with the body, but understand, we did not become believers just as individuals, but we were born into a big family of God. And in that family there are some children which we would not have chosen, but God has chosen them. Yes, the Lord wants to assemble, put the body together. Christ is so rich, we pursue him, and we want to take hold of what we have been taken hold of. Some say, oh, I cannot go on with them anymore. I retreat. I just live Christ. I only care for myself and for Christ. That may sound good. Oh, I want to be very, very holy. I don't want to have anything to do with unrighteousness and problems. May sound good, but whoever thinks like that has not understand the mind of Christ. Christ has given himself for the church because he loved the church. And whoever says, I only want to care for Christ. I'm so well and now. But Christ is the head, but Christ is also the body. So if anyone speaks like that and thinks he has the head will say, I give everything for my body. That one has not even got half of what he could have.
Euodia und Syntyche, die hatten hier ein Problem miteinander.
So Euodia and Syntyche had a problem. So Paul admonishes them to think the same thing in the Lord. They did not have the same mind anymore. They were in the church in Philippi, but they were not one anymore in the practical way. So I would like to know what kind of differences, what were their arguments, their differences. And why does he mention sisters? And it happens at more occasions that the sisters have problems with each other. Martha and Mary, for example, but also the brothers had problems amongst them. And the disciples asked the Lord, Lord, we want to ask you a question. Can you not make that one of us should sit on your left and the other one on your right? So the problem was, I was searching whether the names here mean something. I was investigating, but it didn't lead to anywhere. And I think it's wise of the Lord.
And
it's also our experience. Sometimes with the help of the Lord, and then we come under a yoke fellow of the Lord, we come under the same yoke with him. And if we have come through our differences and we have come back to the mind of Christ, and afterwards we think there was something that separated us from each other, and many times like that, in the end it was just a small thing that became such a big thing, such a big problem, just differences in opinion and soul life just hangs on to those differences. And their names are in the Book of Life. When the Lord sent them to preach the gospel of the kingdom in the villages, and they were totally enthusiastic about the things they were able to do, what they could work. And there's some of them could do even more, and they were comparing their different results. But the Lord said, do not rejoice because the demons are subject to you, but rejoice because your names are written in heaven and in the Book of Life. So do we do a thing this way or that way, or that's to dwell in those things is not worthwhile. We need the peace of Christ and joy. That's important. Let all men know your forbearance. Make your forbearance be known to all men. The Lord wants us to keep to be of one mind. And it says that we should stand in one spirit and we fight together. We stand firm in one body, in one spirit. And the soul is the medium by which we stand. The one soul. Luke 1, 46-47. Here Mary praises God. She said, My soul magnifies the Lord. My soul magnifies the Lord. That's God's way. He gives us His Spirit. And out of the Spirit, He renews us, and our soul magnifies the Lord. And our being of one, in one accord, in one, of one mind, is to be one in the mind of Christ, in the renewed mind. And if there is some friction, then we can renew. So we take actively, we take the mind of Christ. And then the body will be full of Christ. And then everything will be filled with Him, and together we will express the Lord. That's what the Lord wants. He said, He prayed even that we should be perfected in oneness. Just as He and the Father are one. That's possible. The Lord wants that. That's a new man. That's a heavenly life on earth. So our citizenship is in heaven, but Christ is being revealed through our lives and through the church life here. And several times those three circles were drawn at the board here. So call that into your mind. We were regenerated in our spirit, and our soul is being renewed and being filled with Christ. But we also have a body, and with our body we dwell on earth. And if we want to be the church of the Lord, then the Lord also needs a practical expression on the earth. So I want to share something about the church, because that the epistle is addressed to the church in Philippi. It says in verse 15, and you Philippians know, when I left Macedonia, no other church had fellowship with me apart from the church in Philippi. And it says in chapter 1, Paul and Timothy, slaves of Christ Jesus, to all the saints in Philippi, who are in Philippi.
Das war damals sehr einfach.
It was very simple in those days. The saints were in Philippi, and that was the church in Philippi. Take Stuttgart as an example. You could look at Stuttgart today, and many other cities the same. There are so many meetings that call themselves the church. Now, where should we go to? Which church is it which the Lord wants to have? So I want to add some sentences to that point, because I want us to be firm and sure in our understanding about the word, about the church, and about the practical realization of the church. Yes, we are all one in spirit. That's invisible. And if we're one in spirit, why not? Why should we not also join in soul?
Einer Seele sein.
To be of one soul.
Und dann, wo gehen wir mit unserem Leib hin?
And where do we go with our body to realize that oneness?
Da muss ich noch ein paar Sätze sagen zu dem Thema Spaltung.
Few sentences to the topic division. Nowadays, Christians are very divided in many directions, many groups. And there are reasons for those divisions. One reason for a division is this. There are geographical reasons. So the Catholic Church has its headquarters in Rome. So Rome is the center. Here in Germany, we have many state churches. So there are churches that comprise whole areas, districts. So there's the Württembergische State Church, and the Badische and Württembergische Landeskirche means two state churches. Oh, but Helmut is wrong. He thought the two have united, but the two Württembergische and Badische are actually still divided, another brother says. Now in England they form the Anglican Church. The second reason is time aspect. So in the Württembergische State Church there were fellowship movements who came together for their own meetings. So there is the fellowship of the state church, there's the South German fellowship, there's different branches of fellowships. The third reason is people. They're divided because of people. There's the Lutheran church because of Martin Luther. In England there was John Wesley. He preached the gospel in the streets. That was his method. And the Methodist Church is founded on him. And And the, another reason are different truths in the Bible. Of course, sometimes there are the, there's sort of Überschneidungen. They some have seen the truth of baptism, when you believe, and then you are being baptized, not baptism as a baby. Then some saw they should not be administrated by an overall administration. We have our own administration, but we exchange preachers, but we have our own administration. Yes, it is right that every church in a city has its own administration, but a system was made out of it. And others saw, in the beginning there were apostles, and we need that again, we need that truth again. And the traditional churches don't have that anymore. They are now, they have their structures, and we need apostles again. So they form the apostolic churches. But the truth in the Bible about the church and the practical realization of the church is simple. Now I gave you a historical excursion, but the Bible is very simple. The Lord says, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. That's easy, that's simple. And the truth about the realization of the church is simple, without confusion. And you can see clearly in the Bible, the church is always in connection with the city, the locality. Philippi was a locality, and the church of Philippi was in that location. And the church is named or has the characteristic of the name of the city. What name should the church have? If we are the church in that place, there is no further division. The church is not larger than the locality. Now I have to add, though we have this big hall here, where we gather from many places, it's not a mother church here. That must be far from us. We practice what the church says. This is, and the church in the city is not smaller than the unity of the locality. Nowadays you have home fellowships, so I meet with some that I can go along with well, that I make a home church. No, the Lord wants to have all the brothers and sisters in that locality. And if I don't like it anymore at the church of the locality I am, am I free to form another group in that place? No, I can't. Then I have to move to another city. The question is whether the problem is not it's not moving with you when you move to another locality. But if we are in one special place, in one locality, and we seek fellowship with those who are on the basis of the word, and seek fellowship with them, and explain the Lord and allow the Lord to knit you together. He will bless it.
But
simply the fact that we have seen that we should be one with those at our locality, that knowledge is not is clear. It's not difficult, and even the epistles in the Revelation, they show the same principle, but to have seen that principle does not make us the church.
Okay,
yes, we have seen it. We have seen we have to be the church. We understand we have to be the church in that locality now. The source of all that needs to be the Lord. The knowledge of it, it must not be the knowledge only that holds us together. It was Paul's burden that Christ must be magnified in us. And anyone who does not have that knowledge, and the knowledge that we must live Christ, first start to live Christ and to have let your soul be renewed and minister Christ to each other and to receive the word of life and dispense the word of life. And then the Lord will make it clear when it's the time, the right time to be the church in that place. When you're two or three together like that, could be when Christ is your content and he is being expressed that the Lord wants that you are the church there. But start with living Christ and gain him and pursue him. Not only to have the right explanation and do it this way or yes, for me to live is Christ and to die is goal. Paul spoke about the physical death, but I say it also means to give the old life into death. That's gain. Then Christ will be exhibited. Then we will display the word of life and hold forth the word of life. What is it if you call yourself the church, but the brothers and sisters are fighting and in... if they cannot get on with each other, he cannot go on with that one, and then on Sunday you go to visit another church in another locality because you can't make it in your place. In some places, it's another underlying problem concerning the truth. But if the problem is our personal problems, now we want sinners to be saved. Into what? Where? Into what thing do you want them to be saved? The gospel comes out of the body, the oneness, the joy, and the peace with the saints. Let us all have that mind and pursue this mind. And if we think differently in one item, the Lord will reveal it to us, but we run in that race. So when the gospel comes from the body, the fruit should come to the body, and all build up together. So God's work is a complete inner salvation that will be displayed through the brothers and sisters in the locality.
Das ist das Anliegen des Herrn.
So that's the Lord's burden.
Dann dann gibt's auch viel Freude. Ein Bruder
and
gesagt,
then there will be much joy.
Wir brauchen auch nicht über die Freude sprechen, die kommt, wenn
do we need to speak about the joy? It will, joy will come when Christ is our life. I see happy faces, joyful faces. If we all leave ourselves, how glorious will your body be? That's the burden of the church, that we might live Christ, express Him, and that life should be expressed also to the outside world. And that's the church's commission today. The Lord said to the church and to the disciples, go out, I am with you. And disciple the people and teach them. What kind of teaching is it? But the New Covenant does it not say no one should teach his brother, but according to the word here, the teaching here means to teach how to live Christ. The teaching means to live Christ and to know Him, that all should know Christ. That's the Lord's burden. That his church might live Him,
in jedem und in allem,
and that the church learns in everything, in all things, and that the church is active to further the gospel, to regeln. Active. We have that song. It must be, it says, initiated by my spirit. He did not want to say the word active. Inspire. It has to be out of joy. It needs to be inspired by the Lord.
Zuerst müssen wir entzündet werden. Wir brennen.
When das Herz voll ist, das geht dann our heart is full of Christ, then it will come out of our mouth. And that's the commission for the Lord today. We live in a time of grace that will end one day. The work of Christ has different aspects. First time when Christ came, what was his work? He accomplished a complete salvation. He took the sin of the whole world. He nailed it to the cross, and he made the way free that God's life can come into people, into men. That's where he accomplished redemption. Christ will come back, and he still will have a work to do. What will be his work when he comes back? When he comes back, he will bring his kingdom down to the earth, and the earth will be renewed. There will be no strife and fight and war. Then there will be a functioning society. Nowadays he's the prince over the kings of the earth. He's got everything in control, under control. But his kingdom will be visibly erected when he comes back, established when he comes back. What is his work today now? There are so many ideas, people have so many ideas how to improve the world. But the question is, can fallen man can improve the fallen world? The answer is clear. How will how how will that function? There are always new ideas coming up and new movements. Oh, we have to do something socially and have to do something about the climate and the environment. Yes, yes, that's all in a bad stage. But Christ will do that work when he comes back. Then the air will be very good. And then there will be no unclean spirits anymore. Amen. Today, it's our commission to pass on this Christ, to speak him out, to let the life which we have received to speak it out, and to tell others about the life that can save us to the uttermost. Today is the time where sinners can be saved, that people can be preserved from the prediction from the lake of fire. And here it says, let all people, let your forbearance be known to all men without any exception. Have sympathy with the people and touch people with the love of God. Do not choose so much and select and say, oh, will that be open or not? Only the Lord can open hearts. And the reason for this is the Lord is near. You can understand that in different ways. I experienced there was an opportunity and I hesitated or was unsure. Then I noticed the Lord is near. In the King James, he is at hand. It means he is at hand. He is available to me, that means. You can imagine that in a physical way, he's really near, he is at hand. That means he is supporting you. His spirit is there, and let him flow. So it's my burden that we might see clearly the Lord has this work today. And he has started this work and he will complete it. And we need the fellowship of the gospel, in the gospel. And the Philippians had that from the first day. It says, two times it says from the first day. It says from the first day. So there was a start. So there was an initiation. And the beginning of the gospel was verse 15. The beginning of the gospel was in Jerusalem. That was not enough to the Lord. And he scattered them to the and so they went to Samaria and further to Antiochia. The disciples were called Christians then. Then it went to Minor Asia. But that was not enough for the Lord. He wanted them to come to Europe. And then the brothers came to Philippi. So we have the letter, the epistle to the Philippians. So the fellowship of the gospel came to Baden-Württemberg and to Bavaria and to Westphalia and Berlin, to Switzerland, to Austria. We need that fellowship for the furtherance of the gospel. The beginning was good, but it needs to go on. If we touch the Lord and if we see what greater salvation that is and how rich he is, it's so wonderful. If you go on reading, then you read to the Thessalonians, from your word to the Thessalonians, right? The word has been announced out from you, from your place. In those days, it was first it was the Lord, then the apostles. Who is speaking today? But there are also frustrations. Shortly, firstly, it's the God of this age who blinds the mind of the people, but that's not a problem. Why? The Lord, he stripped off all the authorities and principalities and power when he died on the, after his death, when he, I think in his ascension he did that. Though we don't, it's not visible, but it's a fact. He is head over all things given to the church. And through our prayer, we move the enemy out of his place. He has to move. Now, the theme world. We need to be clear. The world does not know the gospel. Someone empties himself and humbles himself and goes to and dies on the cross, and the whole gospel of sin. There are some countries that do not have that word sin. They don't understand what it means. And the world does not know the love of God. That should not, we should not be amazed because of that. They don't know that word gospel. It's the same as if I speak to you in a different language, you will not understand me, so the world doesn't understand it. But we want to reach out and the spirit of the people. We do not only bring good arguments, but the spirit of Christ. And the world does not understand the death of Christ. We should not be confused because of that. The world and the gospel have nothing in common. Even the pupils, those who go to school, they have experienced that. The world does not understand that. That should not bother us in our personal steadfastness. We stand firm in the Lord.
Und dann weitere Hindernisse.
Some further frustrations and hindrances. We ourselves should not frustrate the flowing of the Spirit. We like to be so cool, but nothing's burning and nothing's flowing. Natural put off, natural coolness. And then we love ourselves so much, our feelings, our emotions, and we do so many things that make us feel good. Yes, we need to relax sometimes and rest. I'm not speaking against that, but if it's always like that and you only think about yourself, please leave a few emotions and a few affections for people, for other people. Don't use them all your affections for yourself. That's the mind. Just take hold of the mind of Christ. He did not live his feelings, his emotions many times. Sometimes he was hungry.
And then
another hindrance is our laziness. Today you say comfort zone. Trägheit. Put aside. Idleness, ja.
Stolz.
And pride.
Einseitig stolz, wir sind stolz, das blockiert uns.
Pride, it frustrates us. On the other side, it's that we feel shameful. We are embarrassed, embarrassment. But we have to learn, say, soul, do not be embarrassed. You can't say that to your soul. We have the living Christ, the resurrected one, the one who has had the victory over death, conquered death.
Oh, Herr Jesus. Und den Frieden Christi, unsere Gedanken und unsere Herzen.
Let the peace of Christ keep yours, preserve your thoughts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Many times, say, Lord, preserve my heart and my thoughts in you. Many of our thoughts have to do with our worries, with our anxieties. Matthew 6 says, do not worry about, be anxious about clothing and food. Yes, some have really are really anxious about their food. But what are we anxious about? We stand in front of the full wardrobe, filled wardrobe, and say, oh, what should I wear today? But in spite of that, we are anxious. So something new. We need something new again. Of course, I don't mean that you cannot have some new clothes. But the Lord cares for us. He supplies us. He loves to care for us. In many families, the children grow, or the shoes are too small very soon. That's a topic, yes. But it's much better if I cast all our anxieties on Him and are freed from anxieties. Why? To be free, to minister Christ and to take care of each other and to take care of other people. And if we are anxious about ourselves and fear of men, Matthew 10 speaks about it. I want to summarize here Mark chapter 8. Verse
35.
For whoever desires to save his life, his soul life, actually it means, will lose it. But whoever loses his soul life for my sake and for the gospel's sake will save it. And the verses in Philippians about the joy and the anxieties, the people, and about forbearance, that's all to save our souls and for the gospel's sake. The gospel needs room, it needs space in our soul. Chapter 10, verse 29 said, Jesus answered and said, surely I say to you, there is no one who has left house or brother and sister or father, mother or wife or children or lands for my sake and the gospel's. For my sake and the gospel's. So here we need further experience of the Lord. So if we are directed towards, focused upon the Lord, we come to the overseers of our soul and the shepherd of our soul. Christ had learned obedience as you always have been obedient, as you have always been obedient. Work out your own salvation. Whenever we were obedient, we worked out our salvation. Even forget Don't be sad for days when you had not been obedient. Just go on and be obedient now.
Bewusst unser Denken ausrichten.
Das ist hier.
Das ist jetzt nicht nur unsere Gedanken bewahren lassen, weil es schwierig ist, weil es kritisch ist, und unsere Seele aufrühren will, sondern wir können auch aktiv.
We can also actively judge, direct our thoughts upon the things of the Lord and upon the things which are of the others. I direct my thoughts upon the things that are true. Hebrews says, look away unto Jesus. Danke. What is honorable, righteous and pure, we can direct our thoughts to the things that are pure, to whatever is pure. To nowadays, uncleanness is displayed as normal in every channel, but the Lord has given us a pure life and we keep ourselves pure. I cannot dwell on that. I cannot deepen that subject now, but keep yourself pure and clean. The Lord wants a pure church. Amen. That's what he likes. And think about that. If there's any virtue, any praise, that is, we think about. If I think, what could make the saints happy now? What a praise could make them happy? Or think of something that's on now, not only for me, but for the saints too, that you could minister to them. Now we are at chapter 4, verse 8 and 9. Verse 9, the things which you learned and received and heard and saw in me. There's some things in the church that we have learned and we received. Sometimes it was said, oh, we must not be lawful. Yes, that's true. And any habits, they can become a ritual. Yes, that's a danger. But there are some good habits. Praying can become a ritual. But when you pray, you can touch the Lord, and we learned that. So please, keep on praying, and do not analyze. Those questions bring us into an analyzing mode. So is that now a prayer in a ritual way, or is it now real? Lord, I open my heart, I pray. Start to pray. As always, so now. Now. Do not differentiate, as always. It's always the same. She starts, and always he gives a testimony. One sister asked, it's always the same ones that give a testimony. Is everyone allowed to give a testimony? Forget that analyzing. That's a natural way to think. As always, so now. The now counts. Yeah, now, right now, I want to turn. We have good habits in the church life, and we will continue with them. And then the God of peace will be with us. Otherwise, we will have discussions and peace will be gone. Another example here. In the morning, before I go to work, I kiss my wife. That's a habit. It is out of love. And she likes it. She's happy. And me too. But it's a habit. It's a good habit. It's from heart. It's heartfelt. Every habit, when the heart is with it, that makes the Lord happy. Let us keep that habit in the church life.
Dann kommt noch hier der Paulus, das möchte ich nur noch kurz sagen, der hatte war dort im Gefängnis und er hat gelernt.
Paul was in prison and he practiced and he learned the secret of being strong, to be lacking and to be have abundance. And he learned it in him who he can do all things through Christ who strengthens him. Nevertheless, you have done well that you shared in my distress. So we need both aspects in our Christian life. We need the experience of the abundant Christ, and we need also need the fellowship. Verse 10, but I rejoice in the Lord greatly that now at last your care for me has flourished again. We think of the brothers and sisters, we let our thinking about them flourish.
Amen. Also, und dann nur noch einen Punkt hier, den ich aufgreifen möchte.
Another aspect I want to mention is
für das Evangelium und die Gemeinschaft im
Fellowship of the Gospel. The Gospel and the, about giving and receiving. We do not like to speak about that item in a big way about. But here we see that it's part of the church life. There is a principle in the Word of the giving and receiving. The Lord lifted and gave us an example here. In Galatians 6,
geistliche Güter gebracht haben, auch materielle Güter.
It means those who bring you the spiritual goods, they also need material goods, and they need that for the spreading of the gospel. And when the young people when young people after their training start to work, where do they get their money from, their earnings? Who cares for us that we have an income? God did that. He took care. And so it is right to take some of that for his work today, for the work of Christ, for people, and not only to keep your money all for yourself, but let your forbearance be known to all men. And you did well to supply the brothers so that they had no lack. So they became co-workers of the truth. I do only mention that briefly. May the Lord lead us further. It's a salvation from being tied to money. Our soul sticks to many things, to people and things and money.
alles Geld wegspenden. Nein.
Don't spend all the money you have. I don't mean that. But bring the thing to the Lord and ask Him, Lord, where is there an opportunity? Lord, I want to cooperate with everything I am and what I and with everything I have. I know from a sister's house, it was newly opened, and then they started to invite brothers and sisters, and you really have to take care of your finances. But then, because they were so excited, they did a double shopping, and so. But the Lord was gracious. Do not only think of yourself, and don't use all for yourself, and everything according to their measure, with the Lord and with the saints. And then the Lord will fill up all our lackings with His glory. Do not wait until you feel worthy or until you feel you're perfectly equipped. We have the living one in us. In the preparation, we thought, oh, what's good here? How should we introduce the thing? Should we not give practical help? You can do that. We don't have the time for that. Start. Just, it says in the word, Philip, he approached those merchants from Eunuch from the other country. He just started to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. Just start. And finally, spread the good news until His kingdom comes openly. Our preaching of the gospel is not an activity, but it's a continuation of what we live inside. And it has to do with the kingdom. Matthew 4:24 says, when the gospel of the kingdom is being preached on the whole globe, then the end will come. There are many aspects of preparation for the Lord's coming back, and one aspect is to preach the gospel of the kingdom of the Lord for the entrance of into the kingdom. There are two printing errors here in the outline. So it should be, instead of Acts 14, it should be Acts 12, 8:12.
Philippus, der das Evangelium vom Reich Gottes und dem Namen.
But when they believed Philip, as he preached the things concerning the kingdom of God in the name of Jesus Christ, both men and women were baptized.
Christus in uns, also eine Einigkeit im Geist, eine Verbundenheit in der Seele.
To be one in spirit, to be joined in soul is a church life that expresses Christ, where every member in the body is one with the head and one with each other. That's the Lord's kingdom. Then the Lord will reign in His body by His life and by His spirit. People want to see that, and that's what the world needs. A new humanity, a new man. People that live Christ in oneness.
gehen wir auch auf den Herrn zu.
And so we go towards, so we, that way we go towards the Lord. Our citizenship is in heaven, and we will receive the price of our calling. But now we run in the race, we fight together, we defend, and we defend the gospel, and we do not fear people, but we fear the Lord, until his kingdom comes openly. So Philippians, the epistle to the Philippians ends with the words, "The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all." That's great. That gospel is a race. Then the victory of the Lord will be revealed. Why should we not read God, Revelation 12, Revelation 12, verse.
Im Glauben.
Read it in faith. I still want to know what verse it is. Revelation 12. Nope.